I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe, Megan Burns. She's a woman of many talents. She's an actor, director, musician. She's a member of Meow Wolf. And she has a new album called Grace and Ease by Flamingo Pink. Flamingo Pink being the name for Megan's music. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you've been at this a while. I don't know how you do all the different things you do, but tell us about your music. I mean, it's very much, you work so much in collaboration. This seems like very much of a solo effort.
This definitely is. I've worked with some musicians, and I continue to, but I love that this is just mostly my thing. It's not anything that I do for work, for money, so I really just, they're my deadlines, and they're, yeah, really my projects that I can just tap into whenever I have time and energy to do so.
What instruments do you use, or is it all like synthesized music?
I use guitar, violin, sometimes piano. This particular album, I think it only has one, maybe two songs with the live guitar part. In the past, I've sort of gone from this very singer-songwriter, solo guitar vocals thing into working in, you know, a computer program, and this album is mostly synthesized. When I started getting into the synthesized, more pop, a little more danceable stuff last year.
The new disc has songs on it, and I'm going to read the titles aloud. Pulling, Pushing, Staying, Wanting, Needing, and Tumbling.
Yes.
And I imagine, as I'm listening to them, that they come from different moments of your life where you want to say things about those feelings inside of yourself.
Absolutely. Well, this album is, I really like this one, and part of it, the main part of why I love it so much is I created it within just a couple of weeks, and it all sort of came to me and recorded it pretty quickly. And it is just the process of falling in love with this person that I'm super in love with. And it is all of those, you know, I was actually just listening to it with him recently, and when we were done listening to it, I went back and sort of pulled out the moment in which each of these songs came from that happened, you know.
What was that like for him? Did he talk about that?
I mean, he's so sweet and so humble. He was like, I can't believe any of this is inspired by me. But, I mean, he was so flattered. And so he could, you know, he was there. He remembers all of those sweet moments. And, it's nice to be able to capture them. And then it's, you know, probably the first time that I've been able to really do this, to show it to that person, and it's a nice way to start a relationship too.
I think that in the history of music and art, it's always the dude who's making the art for the lady and she's the recipient. And I don't know, someday we won't even have to talk about this, I hope, but it makes me happy at this time in history that it's the other way around and it works so beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, he's a perfect muse.
That idea of the muse, do you experience it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get inspired by a lot of things, you know, rainbows and waterfalls and
puppies,
exactly. you know, and most of my songs are about at least trying to capture the sweetness and the beauty and the preciousness of life, and I definitely write when I'm having a hard time, but I really like to share and produce and promote the stuff that is based on the sweeter moments, to remind people that those, you know, turn into art as well. But it is really nice to have a human being be a muse, because they, you know, they're so changeable and they're so, I want to say alive. I feel like there's a lot of material when using a human as a muse because of how intricate everyone is.
Now, do you come from a kind of what you might call classical training, or what's your background in music?
I mean, I grew up taking, you know, I started with piano lessons, and then I went to the Waldorf school, and so we, you know, I was in an orchestra and learned music theory, and I know how to read music, and, you know, most of the music that we played was classical music. But as I've started writing and creating my own music, it's, you know, I understand music intervals and chords and stuff like that, but I certainly don't think about it. I don't know, when I like what I hear, that's what I keep and then keep working on.
Do you perform at all? I mean, is there in any of your music, like maybe a dance component or anything like that?
When I perform live, I think what most people in this town are familiar with, which is just guitar and vocals, and their singer-songwriter lullaby-esque, very sweet, you know, 30 to 40 minute sets. I do have some shows coming up in June at Back Road Pizza and at Warehouse 21, and actually at Iconic, part of Pride. I'm doing a set on the 27th. And I haven't figured out quite how to perform these newer albums. You know, I would love to collaborate with more artists and figure out how to play some of these live. I certainly don't want to just be me and computer, you know, sort of singing over some recorded tracks. So I hope to find the right people to collaborate with and bring these to life.
How does your music fit into all the other creative activities that you do?
My first instinct is to say that it doesn't quite, which I think I like, that it is a little bit separate. Of course it's not. I know that they're all integral parts of my creativity, but I guess, you know, in the beginning of Meow Wolf, I used to do some of the sound design for some of our installations, and so there was a crossover there. I just recently wrote a musical with Robert Knott, actually, that we hope to produce
really?
At some point.
That's
yes.
Terrifying.
It's really great. So, you know, bringing musical qualities to that. And I used to do a lot of musical theater growing up here, so that was definitely...
Did you sing on, like...
Oh, yeah. I loved that so much. If there were more... just classic musicals happening here, I would certainly perform in them as much as possible. I love doing musicals.
What were some of the musicals you did?
I did My Fair Lady. I was Eliza. We did Animal Crackers, Marx Brothers show, The Wizard of Oz.
Were you Dorothy?
I was not. I was sort of an, you know, not classic character. She was like the gatekeeper.
Uh-huh. And now you direct that kind of theater.
I do.
With young people.
I love that. I love it. I love seeing the kids sing and act and dance all at once. I know what goes into it, and you know, hopefully helping them figure out how to really use the music as a, you know, tool of expressing emotions and human connections and things like that.
So your new album, we're talking to Megan Burns, is called Grace and Ease, and we're in a kind of like post-CD era mostly, I guess, these days. So how do people get a hold of your music?
If you go on to bandcamp.com and search Flamingo Pink, there is an exclamation point at the end of Flamingo Pink.
Ah, you need the exclamation point to find it?
It's probably easier that way.
Okay.
Yeah, you can download it through Bandcamp.
What's the origin of the name?
Grace and Ease?
No, Flamingo Pink.
Oh my gosh. I have a story for Grace and Ease, but I was just saying recently, I have no recollection of how that name happened, and... I mean, it's been about 12 years, and I cannot remember how I became Flamingo Pink.
What about Grace and Ease?
Oh, I was sitting on the couch with my sweetheart, and we were talking about something, and in the conversation, I said something about, I don't know, the need for grace and ease. I think we were actually talking about our relationship. And he stopped me and was like, wow, that's so interesting. That's a phrase I've been using. And in that order, too, like not ease and grace, but grace and ease. You know, that it when that is happening, I think it's a good indication that things are right, you know, and that you're in the zone. So I immediately made that the working title of this album, just knowing what this album was coming out of.
The new album, Grace and Ease, by Flamingo Pink. Flamingo Pink is Megan Burns, bandcamp.com. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.